Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.
If we'd started off in the first minute like we did in the 46th minute, I think we'd have won the game. Well, I think certainly there's probably a case for Denise to start. I think she certainly made a huge difference when she came on. I think the other two, Shannon, Julianne, were starting to retire. I think they did very, very well in the second half. Poor first half. The top four were poor. The whole team were poor in the first half, and the girls know that themselves. They just didn't get going. Tried to knock it around across the back, and there was nothing really up front, no options, and just weren't moving fast enough, you know. Like, they looked like they had 12, 13 players. We were second to every ball. We were second to every tackle. We weren't picking up any loose balls. I don't know what was wrong, to be honest with you. Lethargic. So we had a right go at half time, and they had a go themselves. They knew they'd let themselves down, and start from the word go in the second half, and I think it was a completely different team, and they show what they're capable of at that stage. So, I mean, they know Scotland are a very good team, you know, and they are, there's no doubt in it. There's some class individual players. Jennifer Beattie's very good up front, and Kim Little, and they're solid. They're experienced. They've been in playoffs before. Their underage teams have qualified for finals, you know, so they've been there and they know how to get through games like that. So I think my team probably were a little bit in awe of them, subconsciously, you know. I don't think they deliberately went out that way, but that's the way it started. And, you know, we were probably on the back foot from the word go and didn't really get our confidence up for a while, you know, with good passages of play and sloppy balls we were giving away. We weren't composed on the ball at all right through the park, you know, but that was just so different in the second half. You know, if they'd started like that and believed in themselves from the word go, I think we would have won that game tonight. I couldn't fall down in the second half, and I said that to them, and right through the park. I mean, Emma Burham was solid at the back, the centre of defence were excellent. Midfield, Niamh Fahey ran the show in the middle of the park, you know, and we were saying, well, why couldn't you have done that in the first half, you know? But look, there's huge positives. It's a very young team, a very young squad, a couple of girls that are a little bit older, but you know, I think we must take the positives out tonight and last Saturday night and regroup and look to build. And as I say, they're a young squad, and there's other young girls pushing through too who weren't here this week that will come in hopefully for the next few games. We had a great success at under 17, as you saw, and then as a result of that, Denise and Megan Campbell actually skipped the under 19 campaign and came straight up to us. They were that good, and Dora Gorman would have been here with us tonight, only if she's injured, and you've Kira Grant knocking on the door, and we had a look at one or two others there last Sunday in a training game in Fota, Emma Hansbury and Jessica Gleeson, people like that. So they're really the next tier and the next level, and certainly I think for the next campaign they should be integrated at that stage and knocking on the door. We had been very solid at the back and getting the midfield right, but I think in the final third now we're just looking for that little bit of class and a little bit of composure on the ball, and I suppose that's an area of the park and of our game we have been working on all week, and we just need to develop it more. And I think really all around in Ireland, I suppose at all the levels, all the teams, it's probably part of our game that we just need to develop more all round. You know, we're probably starting right at the youngsters all the way up. Well, we are a very young team anyway, so you know, we're already youthful, as you say, and you're not going to throw complete youngsters in against France either, because they're world class. And I think I said the last year, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they're Olympic gold medalists when we meet them in September. They're that good, you know. So obviously, you need to integrate. You need to look to the future. You need to see who's maybe coming towards the end of their careers. And I don't think we've too many that might be, mind you, but definitely you'll be looking at probably integrating a few more players and giving them that experience with the view to the next campaign.